Because I have realized that sometimes I get carried away, and I will give you 12 scriptures or 20 scriptures about a topic, just to find out a few weeks later that you forgot everything I said. So, talking to the Lord about this whole thing, said, well, just reduce the amount of verses that you give and then go back sometime in the future and use different verses. And this is what we've been doing lately. Tonight, I would like to discuss with you, to go together with you through few scriptures. And the Lord wants you to learn, how should you react when you are feeling forsaken? Has anybody here have ever felt forsaken? Anybody here? You felt forsaken, huh? It is a terrible feeling, isn't it? Actually, I say it's one of the most miserable feelings on planet Earth, when you feel forsaken, huh? And the word forsaken in both Hebrew and Greek languages have a similar meaning. And our God wants you to know that when you are feeling forsaken, there are wonderful promises in His Word for each one of us that are feeling this way. The word forsaken in Hebrew is the word azab. Say azab. And what is azab? To loosen or to relinquish or to fail. When somebody fails you, azab means that you can be losing from somebody else. You're together and the person loses you and walk away. That's azab, which is translated on the Bible for forsaken. Relinquish, but worst of all, fail. And how many times in our lack of knowledge we sometimes feel that God has failed us? Isn't that right? Am I the only one who felt that? Forsaken, destitute of, or refused. That's azab in Hebrew. And this word is translated in every Bible verse for forsaken. So whenever you feel losing or refused or destituted of or relinquished or failed by God, there are promises in God's word to prove the contrary. In the Greek, the word is kind of crazy. Ekataleipo. And what is ekataleipo? To leave behind in some place. To desert. To forsake. Here are some promises on the word of God that proves that God will never, ever, ever, ever abandon His people. In the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 28, verse 20, we find the following promise. Would you care to read it with me? David also said to Solomon, his son, be strong and courageous and do the work. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord, He will not fail you until all the work for the service of the temple of the Lord is finished. You know, when you feel forsaken or left alone, it is very, very, very easy to become discouraged. It's very easy to become afraid. When you feel forsaken, you become vulnerable. Are you with me? And God promises you and I that He will never, ever, 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 ever leave you nor forsake you. Each one of us, when we came to planet Earth, has something to do for God. And I will die telling you the story of the rice cooker. He is this Vietnamese church. Vietnamese church. And then the preacher comes in and he challenges 39 members congregation to do something good for God and to become useful in the hand of God. Sister Wong on the back, I cannot do anything in church. I mean, I can preach, I can talk, I don't even talk this people language. What can I do? And God knows that. So she challenged the preacher after service, and she said, preacher, I think you should make an exception for me because I don't know to do anything. I can't speak, I don't know English, I can teach Sunday school, I can do nothing. Then the preacher very wisely asked her, what is it that you do best in life? She stopped for a while, she said, cook rice and beef. That's it. How am I going to serve God cooking rice and beef? How can I contribute to the kingdom of God cooking rice and beef? Preacher said, cook the best dish, beef dish and rice, and take it to the worst person on your block. She's my neighbor. Go and do it. What? How am I working for God like this? Just do it. Well, she's mumbling, complaining, and upset, but she goes home, work out on that beef, huh? With greens and all the goodies, and then the best rice she ever cooked. She goes with, you know, a platter to the lady's house, ring the bell, the woman, what? And she goes, the Lord told me to cook this for you. The woman took it and she ran away. Now, obviously, she thinks this preacher is crazy. The woman starts screaming at me before I even said a word. And the neighbor ate that beef and that rice. A few days later, the neighbor goes to the door, rang the bell. Thank you so much. That was the best rice and beef I have ever ate. As a result, that neighbor came to church and gave her life to Jesus. Well, almost 60 families came afterward just by cooking beef and rice. Every one of us have a call when we come into this world. It doesn't matter who you are. God has some work to be done on the temple through you. So, there may be time that you and I may be feeling forsaken, you know, abandoned by God. He said, be strong and courageous. And go do the work. Don't light up. Because God will never leave you. He will never fail you. He will not forsake you. Reach out to somebody and say, God will never forsake you. On the book of Psalms, chapter 9, verse 10, we have another interesting scripture. Let's read it together. Those who know your name, okay, third graders, let's do it again. Everybody, those who know your name will trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. If you are someone who seeks God, in whichever way you do, you will never be forsaken by God. Say, I will never be forsaken by God. Plain and simple. People who trusts in God, people who knows the name of the Lord, will have that assurance within themselves that God will never forsake them. This is why Jesus said, seek and you will find it. Now, when you go to Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24, there is a very, very, very good promise. The reason that God will never leave you, forsake you, or dump you is this. Read it with me. There are friends who destroy each other, but a real friend, God will never forsake you because he is the true friend. Didn't he say, I have no longer call you servants? Isn't that right? But friends. Isn't that right? Book of John chapter 15. And the Bible says, a real friend sticks closer than a brother. I love my brother, but I'll tell you one thing. He's no way near close to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is there for me, thick and thin, at all times. Now, I like the way that the Backslide translation comes. Watch this. Friends comes and goes. Now, but when you look at the rest of the next verse, wait a minute. It's not the Message Bible, it's the NIV. I'm sorry. A man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. And that friend of yours and mine is our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When we go to Deuteronomy 31, verse 6, again, we have a promise that God is not going to forsake us. Listen to this. If you notice all these verses that I have read, each one of them, or most of them, has the same thing about it. Again, here he says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. Why? For the Lord, your God, goes with you. He will never
leave you or forsake you.
So as I read David talking to Solomon, as I read Moses talking to Joshua and the people of Israel, and both of them have the same language, it makes me think, I can't help but to think that when the people feel forsaken, they get discouraged, they get weak, they get afraid, and they get terrified. Isn't that right? If that wouldn't be so, why would the Bible then say, be strong? If it says be strong, it's because forsaken people most likely will feel weak. Be courageous, because folks that are forsaken will feel discouraged. Do not be afraid or terrified. Why is it important? Why are you saying this? For a very simple reason. It may very well be that the enemy will try to get some of you to think that you are forsaken in order to get you discouraged. The enemy may try to convince you, that you are forsaken so that you can be afraid, that you can be terrified, and you can lose courage. But every time that you feel weak, or discouraged, or afraid, or terrified, remind yourself of this promise. The Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Reach out to somebody and say, you're not forsaken. On the same chapter, verse 8, again, there's another promise. Watch this. Let's read it. The Lord himself goes before you and he will never. Again, we find out the same language that you shouldn't be afraid nor discouraged. In other words, forsaken people will often feel discouraged, will feel afraid, will feel weak. And when those days in life comes that you're feeling forsaken, that you're feeling discouraged, that you're feeling weak, remind yourself that the Lord himself will go before you. He will go with you because God has promised that he will never leave you. Tell your neighbor, you're not forsaken.
You're not abandoned.
Let me show you something else. When we go to Psalms 37:25, there's something interesting here that I want to run by you. I have said several times in church that I will never pray for food. I will never pray for food. I will never, ever, ever, ever pray for God to supply food. And he is the basis of my statement. Let's read it. Once I was young, and now I'm old, yet I have never seen your neighbor, God will never abandon you. The descendants of the godly, the descendants of the godly will never, ever, ever, ever beg for bread. Because God knows what he does. Now, the Backslider translation has it in a very interesting way. Watch this. Once I was young, now I'm gray beard. Isn't that right? Not once have I seen an
abandoned believer.
Say amen.
Amen.
Isn't that something? Powerful promise. I have never once seen an abandoned believer. Tell your neighbor, God will never abandon you. Well, is that all you got, preacher? No, don't go away. Let's go to verse 28. Same chapter, verse 28. Read it with me. For the Lord loves justice. Say amen.
Amen.
The Lord loves justice, and he will never abandon the godly. Tell your neighbor, you're not abandoned. Why are you hammering on this? Because when you feel forsaken, remind yourself that God will never. And I said, never forsake the godly, or abandon the godly, or leave the godly behind. And when I'm feeling like that, preacher, then become godly. Just for a change. Just for a change. Because godliness attracts God. You know, there's like a magnet. If you're godly, God's going to be around. God's going to stick around. It's just like a magnet that attracts anything that is metal. Same thing happens with godliness. God will never abandon the godly. And the best of all, he will keep them safe. Say amen.
Amen.
Now, brother, what does the NIV say? Let me see. For the Lord loves the just, and he will not. Ooh, tell your neighbor, you're going to be protected forever. Because God will never forsake you. God will never forsake you.
Amen.
Amen.
They
say amen. God will never forsake the faithful ones. So godliness is something that pays off, isn't it? Let's go to Psalm 138, verse 8. Will you care to read it with me? The Lord will
fulfill
his purpose. Why? I tell your neighbor, God will fulfill his purpose in your life.
God will fulfill his promise in your life.
He will never abandon you. You know why? You are the work of his hands. Say amen.
Amen.
You are the work of his hands. Now give me the New Living Translation. Let me see this. Ooh, I like this. Let's read it. The Lord will work out his plans for my life. For your faithful love, O Lord, endures forever. Don't abandon me, for you made me. Tell somebody, God will work out his plans for your life. It's going to happen. He will work out his plan for your life. It's the promise of the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Well, let's go a little faster here. Let's go to Isaiah 49:15. I told you I'm going to be short today. Two more verses and then I'm done. I want you to remember, there is no need for you to feel discouraged, despaired, afraid. Are you with me here? No need. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget,
I will not forget you.
Is anybody listening to this scripture here?
Amen.
So let's read it together again. Y'all like third graders today. Come on, let's go. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. Tell your neighbor, God will never forget you. Is the promise on the book, folks. It can't go any better than this. And now when you go to the next verse, it gets even interesting. Watch this. Yes, 16. 49:16. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are ever before me. Reach out to someone and say, God has your name engraved on the palm of his hands. It is engraved on the palm of his hands. So what is the conclusion, preacher? Here's the conclusion, final verse. At the end of the day, we can be assured that what was spoken on the days of old is still true for us today. Prove it, I will. Every single promise of the Old Testament can and will be fulfilled in your life and in my life in the New Testament. So be encouraged with these words. Hebrews 13:5. And I'm calling an end to the meditation tonight. I want you to repeat it with me. Why did I end with a New Testament version, a verse, to prove to you that what was true in the days of old for the Old Testament people is also true for the folks of the New Testament? Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such a thing as you have. For he has said,
I will never leave thee nor forsake thee.
Say amen.
Amen.
Why are you giving us the King James? Because some of you will say, well, I don't know this translation. I like the King James. Thou have had the King James. To end the meditation tonight, the scripture is written in the Old English for the King James buff. Give me the New King James here, brother. Watch this. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Therefore, any time that you feel left, any time that you feel forsaken, any time that you feel discouraged, any time you feel afraid, abandoned, remind yourself of this powerful word. Lord, thank you. You said in your word, you will never leave me nor forsake me. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. If we can see the NLT, sure. There's a request for an NLT on this one here, brother. Don't love money. Be satisfied with what you have. For God has said, okay, third graders, maybe you should do it together. Let's read it. Don't love money. Is that good enough?
Yes,
why did he say don't love money? Because if you love money, you can't love God. It's either or.
Yeah.
Are we together here?
Yes, sir.
So let's give the backslider translation to them too, brother. Just make one whole big package. Don't be obsessed with getting more material things. Be relaxed with what you have. Since God assured us,
I'll never let them down, never walk alone and leave you.
Isn't that great? You're in good hands. You are in good hands. When you throw your future, when you throw your life at the cares of God, you are in good hands when you put all your eggs in one basket, the basket of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You will never go wrong. When you feel abandoned, when you feel forsaken, when you are discouraged, afraid, and everything in between, remind yourself that God will never let you down. Never walk off, and leave you. Tell your neighbor, God will never let you down. Would you bow your heads and pray with me?
Father God,
thank you so much
for
the promises in your word.
Thank you for reminding
me that you will never leave me.
Never walk off on me.
Never let me down.
Thank you so much.
I choose to believe your word.
And I choose to act upon your word.
In the precious name of Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to God.